views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Gonna introduce the show. Just introduce the show.
What's the point?
Well, I thought this made you happy.
I mean, I guess, but it's just, what's the point?
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Marin. I am David Hickney's brother. He is my brother. I apologize.
Wow, wrong already.
Not, I know. I'm not used to actually hosting this type of thing. So welcome to Freak of the Week. I will be your proxy host, until we can get David in, he's in a kind of a bad place right now.
Wouldn't you be?
Well, I still don't truly believe that was actually Sheila. Just for a recap, season one of the very last episode, someone called, claiming to be David's estranged wife, Sheila. David very much believes that it was Sheila and has spent the last 3 months in my basement where he lives now after he was evicted from his trailer. There was a fire. The authorities found the trailer and David pushed it, I think, into a lake. I'm not totally sure. But he's been living in my basement for the last 3 months and looking everywhere. For Sheila.
I went to a comic convention, Elizabeth.
You did. You went to C2E2 in Chicago. I know that anyone who was there probably got a chance to speak to you.
I went to Michigan after that on a lead. Nothing.
Yeah. It was actually kind of nice that he was traveling and going out in public and speaking to people. Now I don't know what to say. So, as much as I feel like encouraging you with some of this nonsense is not necessarily good for your mental health, I do at least want to give you something to hang on to look forward to. I worry about you. So, welcome to episode one of Freak of the Week, and we are talking about aliens. Yeah. Actual extraterrestrials this time.
Right, sure.
Because David believes in them. I actually believe that there is a possibility with an infinite universe that there could be life somewhere else. I don't believe that they've ever visited us. So, with that, I guess we will... the phones are lighting up. Excellent, excellent. So, let's take... Oh! You know what? I'm so sorry. Let's introduce our expert.
Yeah, got it wrong already.
I'm so sorry, David. I was not planning on hosting this today. I was not. But the fact that you are wearing stained tidy whities and nothing else.
They're clean on the inside.
If you turn them inside out, that is not the same as putting on clean underwear, David.
Sure is.
So, yeah, it's... He's in quite a state.
Go ahead.
All right.
Introduce the expert. Whatever.
We have our expert, Dr. Bryant. Dr.
Yes.
Bryant. Hi, would you like to tell us about yourself? What are your credentials?
Yes, my name is Dr. Bryant. I have been studying aliens for my entire life. I believe that my mother was abducted by an alien at one point, and it got me really interested in it. I have attended several colleges, never fully got my degree until I was in my 30s, and then went on to get my doctorate.
What is your doctorate in?
Alien abductions.
What school offers a program in alien abductions?
Yes, it's in Arizona. It's
in Arizona. Okay, University of Arizona, University of Phoenix, or
yes,
University of Phoenix offers a doctoral program, an online doctoral program, I would assume.
Yeah, it's online. Although I did move to Arizona for a while, I thought it would be better if I was closer to the school.
Dry heat.
Okay. Dry heat.
Dry heat.
Not dry heave, which is what you were doing when I got here today.
Doesn't matter.
What? I don't know what I got myself into. I take this very serious. I would like to mention that.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Bright. Now, I have a couple questions for you before we actually get to the callers. Our phones are lighting up, though. Don't worry, guys. We will get to all of you. You said that you believe that your mother was abducted. What makes you think that she was abducted by aliens?
Yes. It was January 15th.
January 15th, what year?
1968.
Okay. Yes. It's an excellent year.
Yes, yes. I was at home with my brother. He's now deceased. That's a long story. Anyways,
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yes, yes. And my mother was supposed to be watching us, and we all went to bed. And I woke up later in the evening, and she was gone. And 4 hours later, I saw her coming into the house, and she told me that the aliens got her.
She was walking into the house.
Yes.
And you just believed that aliens abducted her, and you've continued that belief into your adult life?
Well, she told me that she, you know, was with the aliens, so I have to trust my mother. And, I've never questioned it 1 minute of my life until this moment, but I still hold firm to that.
Where were the aliens from? Were they from, like, Kazakhstan or Guatemala or the Philippines?
Outer space.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yes.
We've been down this road before. I know what bullshit is.
This, sir, is not bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, why did you ask me to be here if you think I'm bullshit?
Because at the time, I thought that I just would want to keep doing this show.
This appointment was made a little over 3 months ago, right? Before Sheila. Before I'm doing air quotes, Sheila. I still think we should just get you on Plenty of Fish, and that everything
I don't
will
want
be fine.
Fish.
Tinder
it's,
is
it's,
better.
It's a dating app.
I
think there's actually
fires.
A dating app for conspiracy theorists. Maybe we could get you on that.
I think it's called Jinder.
Jinder?
Yeah.
Like the alcohol?
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was called iwanttobelieve.com.
Oh, I have not been on that one. Jinder is my primary app.
Jinder. G-I-N-D-E-R?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you had any success with that?
Oh, plenty, yeah. I believe I've actually encountered some aliens on that site.
You believe you've encountered aliens. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What made you think that these women, were they women, men, gender fluid?
I don't know if they actually had a gender.
Okay.
I believe some aliens do not have gender.
I believe some people also don't identify specifically with one gender or the other.
Did they have visas? Or were they here illegally?
I think maybe MasterCard. I don't know. American Express, maybe. I don't know. Okay, but anyways, so these aliens that I've encountered,
mm-hmm.
Yes, they had braids made of metal. And
braids made of metal on their heads?
Yes, on their heads. Yes.
Made of what type of metal? Did you do any tests?
Maybe titanium. I didn't
titanium.
Do any.
Titanium? That sounds heavy.
No, actually, titanium is one of the lightest metals out there. And
that's
true. It is also one of the strongest.
That's true, Elizabeth. You should know that shit.
Yeah.
You just got a third degree.
I apologize. None of my degrees are in metallurgy. Okay, so they have titanium braids.
Yes, and whenever I did meet up with them, I would see three red dots on my chest. They were glowing.
Oh, okay. Are you a big fan of the Predator franchise? I know a new movie just came out recently. I heard it was terrible.
It's not a franchise. They're documentaries. Yes.
They're not documentaries.
So. Dutch, actually, was the first Predator hunter, and he is actually real.
Yeah.
I've met his brother.
Dutch's brother.
Yep.
Okay, so I think with that, we'll go to some commercial sponsors. Does that sound right, David?
I don't care.
Okay, well, we will we'll take a short break, and you'll hear from some sponsors, because there are actual companies out there that are willing to sponsor the show. All right, we'll be right back.
True Believers Freak of the Week is sponsored by Chilldew, the energy drink that makes you feel cool. That's Chill-D-O. Now with 100% less heroin.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Mataragas from Surreal. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of all the things I've had to tolerate while recording this season, so that you know what I went through to give you this new season of Surreal, which comes out September 21st. Thanks.
Her name is Pumpernickel or Pumper whatever.
Pepper-nickel, yeah.
We called her Pumpernickel because her face looked like friggin' piece of pumpernickel. She was not an attractive girl.
Okay. Did that make you uncomfortable?
At first, yes. But then I realized that I wasn't an American pussy, and I was fine with it.
So you think it was just like an unwritten understanding?
I am not aware.
Of your own thoughts?
At this time, no. I'm not aware of my own thoughts.
I like to name my sponges.
I feel like I should take the Third Amendment on this because
do you mean the Fifth?
I think we've had quite enough insertions for the day, quite frankly.
Agreed.
Wow, those are some sponsors mm-hmm. that listen to the show. So welcome back for a second segment of Freak of the Week. I'm your proxy host, I guess, Elizabeth Marin. I am David's twin sister from another mother. Our moms were pregnant at the same time.
Same
with
dad.
Us. Same dad, yes. David has put a shirt on, so we are making progress.
Yeah, he made me.
It does have some coffee stains on it.
Those are there specifically for a reason.
I am sure they were. So, we've still got Dr. Bryant with us. Dr. Bryant, do you have a first name, or do you just prefer to go by Dr. Bryant?
I prefer to go by Dr. Bryant, but my first name is Ted.
Ted, all right. I will honor your wishes and call you Dr. Bryant.
Yes.
So
Ted,
the phone lines have been lit up since we started this whole thing. So let's take a caller. Oh, I get to push the little button. Hang on. Okay. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, I had something in my throat.
Oh, sorry. You should just try a little sip of water, maybe.
I'll have to do that. Thanks.
Okay. So, I'm assuming that you believe that you have encountered aliens at some point.
Not just one or two, but a whole legion of them.
A whole legion of aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, could you elaborate slightly?
Well, I live in Pittsburgh, and I was walking down the street, and there was this place with all these lights. It looked really cool. So, I went in there, and a bunch of big bodied beings with shiny black faces.
Racist.
No, they... Hey.
Just saying.
Did they have braids?
No. They had what looked like... They had really, like, thin hair, like shoelaces, but only in the back.
Yes, yes. And no titanium?
There were metal clasps here and there.
Yes, yes.
But not strictly. The weird thing is they had kind of formed human bodies.
Yes.
And they were big and muscular.
Yes, very, very muscular.
And they took advantage of me. They chained me to walls. And they had whips and chains, and I got anal probed for a good 90 minutes.
What is this guy, some sort of sex freak?
This call is legit. I would just like to point this out. This is their pattern.
Their pattern?
Yes.
So, sir, you find yourself in this... Were you actually held against your will? Because I am very concerned about this. I think I know what this is, and consent is a very, very big part of it.
I was definitely against my will at first.
Yes, it is actually
and
kind
then
of
I just,
enjoyable.
I just figured that after the first, you know, 20 minutes or so, I should just give in because it didn't really make much sense to struggle. What worse could they do to me?
Well, they could do a lot worse. But yeah, you were right to give in because it hurts a lot more if you do not.
Yeah,
no,
they can
no,
do worse.
They can
take your wife. Take her to Michigan, and then, you know, disappear with her. They could do a lot worse.
As far as I know, they don't go to Michigan. That's the one state that they have never been seen in.
Caller, I am very concerned that you were put into this situation, which actually sounds like non-consensual BDSM, which is a violation of you, and I really think that you should report them.
I disagree with this. He is actually one of the chosen ones. They choose who they are going to sodomize.
That doesn't make it okay.
I mean, I do kind of feel more special now you say that.
You are very special. There's only been probably roughly 2,000 that have been.
How many in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area?
Oh, I would say that's probably down to the dozens.
Wow.
Yeah, you are very, very special.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Bryant.
Yeah, anytime.
Please report this to the police. Too many of these go unreported.
I mean, I didn't see any of their... I couldn't identify any of their faces. I actually tried to make a report, but, you know, when you're just drawing black faces, you get a lot of weird looks at the police station.
Yeah, I bet you do, you racist.
Okay. I heard that a lot, actually. It's unfair.
Nah. Fascist, maybe, but not. Nah.
What country were they from? Go ahead and tell me. I know you're talking about people from other countries.
What country?
It's always the same with the alien episodes. It's just constantly racist people calling and saying racist shit, and me thinking that they're talking about space aliens, and they're not, and it's just.
I don't understand. There might not even be any countries in their planet. I have never been to their planet. It is far beyond the Milky Way, and I do not believe humans...
Did you say Milky?
Yes.
You mean Milky?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Is that a Chicago accent I detect?
No, actually, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Arizona.
But you moved Dry to Arizona heat. From where?
Yeah, I moved there from Utah.
Utah.
Also dry heat.
Yes, I prefer it dry. I have never been to Chicago, actually.
Oh, it's a lovely city. You should go, but only about 4 months out of the year. The rest of the time, it's kind of terrible.
That's what I've heard, but I heard it's wet there.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay, I still encourage our caller to please, if you're still listening, call the police. Also, I think we have another caller coming in. Let me push the button. Hello, you are on Freak of the Week.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi, yeah, this is Amy Waters calling from Salt Lake City. Ted, is that you, you son of a bitch?
Oh, this is not surprising.
I think we should actually disconnect on
this
call.
No, I don't think so. Mr. What is your name? Hickens?
Hickney.
Hickney, you have been misled. Okay, look, I met this guy about 6 months ago on Jinder, and he said that he was looking for aliens, and yet he was all anti-conspiracy. He is actually part of the conspiracy to conceal aliens, okay?
That is a complete lie. The government is involved in the cover-up. I am not.
Usually this would excite me.
Don't you believe him? He works for the government. And it's not just that, okay? He's weird. He takes trophies from every date.
Like, what kind of trophies?
Like, bowling trophies?
I don't think so. He kept trying to, like, get me to go back to his place, and he said, like, oh, but I've got to get something from everyone I date. Can you please, like, pick up a gun or a knife or something to seem more threatening to me? And I didn't know. I thought it was some kind of, like, freaky fetish thing he had, but no, he's a creep!
All right. What I am into sexually has nothing to do with my belief in aliens. Uh-huh. I do believe they are true, and I no longer work for the government.
Ask him about the mask, Mr. Hickney.
Sure, why not? How about the mask?
Yes, it was a trophy per se that I received from one of these aliens. So it covers your mouth area. It's
like
also
like a ball gag.
Not exactly. It comes in from both sides.
Police would be used to that.
I'm sensing a theme in this particular show.
Oh, you're figuring it out, have you?
I thought we were gonna.
I thought the theme was aliens. That's what I'm here for, not to talk about my sexual preferences. This call is completely not on topic.
He is concealing what he really knows, Mr. Hickney. He knows everything about these aliens, okay? And he can tell the public so much, but he keeps it all. He's concealing the real truth about them.
And what is the real what do you believe is the real truth?
He's one of them.
You believe that Dr. Brian, who I'm looking at right now, looks very human, is an alien.
What country are you from?
I'm from the United States.
He's from Utah.
I'm from Utah.
Utah's not a country.
Well, it's in the U.S., but
sure.
Utah.
Look, I do have a lot that I can tell about this subject, and that's why I am here to talk about it, to talk about this cover-up that seems to be happening.
I've dated a lot of men from Utah. I have never seen a forked penis before.
It was a surgical procedure. As I said, what I am into sexually has nothing to do with aliens. I am one of the chosen ones. That's why she believes that I am an alien, because I was a chosen one, too.
So you got butt stuffed by those guys from Pittsburgh?
They were not in Pittsburgh at the time. This was in Wyoming. And it happened more than once.
It was in Wyoming? Did you have some mashed potatoes?
I don't understand the question. This is ridiculous. It's so off topic. We are talking about aliens here. The people of the United States and the people of Earth need to be aware that there are aliens and they are coming for us all.
What difference does it make?
They will take over.
So, if you can't be with your wife, what difference does it make?
I feel like we could actually resolve this right now. I'll close my eyes because I don't want to invade anyone's privacy, but Dr. Bryant, if you would be willing to
show him my penis?
Yes.
Mr. Hickney, you need a UV light, okay? It's the only thing that scares it away.
Yeah, no problem.
Oddly enough, he has all kinds of lights. Like seven of them.
Well, I grow my tomatoes here in the basement, so.
You do. They're delicious, actually. I wouldn't think they would be that good under UV, but
they are. It's a special fertilizer.
Why would I show my penis to somebody? I'm coming on here to give advice.
It's fine. I've seen many penises in my day.
Do you have a trophy?
I have a bowling trophy.
I'm going to have to take that with me, then.
Whatever. It doesn't have my name on it, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not going to hold it against you, because I know that showing your genitalia to someone is a huge ask, but...
No, he's not supposed to show me his huge ass. He's supposed to show me his penis.
Huge ask.
Oh, okay.
Ask.
The size of my ass has nothing to do with this.
That's good.
We don't want to body shame anyone.
Too late.
All right. As long as I could get that bowling trophy, I would be willing to show you my penis for science.
Let's whip the damn thing out. Let's just see it.
I'll close my eyes. I don't want to embarrass anyone.
Sure.
All right. There it is.
Yeah, it's kind of small.
David, is it forked with teeth?
Okay.
It's split. It's very inflamed.
God, I'm having PTSD.
And I guess you could call those teeth.
What? Can you describe what you're seeing?
Okay, so it's split, like I said, so it's like two prongs going out left and right.
Which, I'm sorry, the scientist in me is fascinated. Which prong has the urethra, or is it just in the middle?
It's like a channel, like on either side. So it's like right down the urethra.
You've split?
He split his urethra.
Wow. Who did the work? This is fascinating.
Yes, this was done at the University of Montana.
Done on Venus, you lying sack of shit!
I have never been to Venus. I am not an alien, although I do understand where they are coming from.
I've heard that only women are from Venus.
Do you want to hear about the teeth or not? Because I can just not talk about the teeth.
Yes, describe the there are teeth?
Yeah, we talked about the teeth. They look like incisors.
I want to put my penis away, okay?
Hold on. Let me get closer. Uh-huh.
This is a little too close.
He has cavities. You should brush your penis.
Okay, I think we've established that our caller is in her right mind. It has nothing to do with aliens, but I am so fascinated.
It's pretty weird.
Dr. Bryant,
I need a trophy from you in order to show it to you.
I don't want to see it, but Dr. Bryant, could you please tell me what inspired you to get this type of body modification?
Yes, I can. So
I read a Richard Lehman book that had something like this in it. It was very good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was also studying iguanas because they believe that there is a lot of similarities between iguanas and these aliens.
Similarities?
Yes. Yeah, they have two penises, and I wanted to be
iguanas
to be like
have
them.
Two penises.
Yes, on the left and on the right. I wanted to be more like them because I wanted to be similar to these aliens. I mean, these aliens are great beings, although a lot of them mean harm to us.
Okay. On that note, I think we're going to take another short break.
Sure you
and,
are.
And hear from some more of our sponsors. And then when we come back, I actually have something for David that I hope might cheer him up.
Sure. Can I put my penis away?
Please.
I guess.
True Believers Freak of the Week is sponsored by Tom's Natural Deodorant, now with the ability to deodorize. Why smell good when you can Tom's?
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
Now you're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
Welcome back to our third segment of Freak of the Week.
Third and last.
Of this episode, yes. I am your proxy host, Elizabeth Marin, David's sister. David's having a bit of a day.
Bit of a life.
A couple of months, actually. But we also have Dr. Bryant with us.
Yes, I'm still here. My penis is away now.
Who is into some interesting body modification and also aliens.
The body modification should not be an issue here. We are here to talk about aliens. That's why I was invited on the show, and I would like to talk more about aliens.
It's a pretty strange dick.
What was your body modification inspired by your belief in aliens?
Indirectly, because of the iguanas being very similar to these aliens as far as their head looks. I studied them, and I thought it would be more pleasurable for the ladies that I was courting. So that's why I did it. It's nothing weird. There is a lot of people like me out there, but there is not a lot of these aliens, but there will be shortly if we do not do something now.
Okay. So I actually have a little gift for my brother.
Oh, yippee!
If you'd like to open it up, since I'm sorry, I'm a non-believer. I don't believe in actual aliens, but I did the most alien-like thing that I could find. I've given David a giant praying mantis.
It's big.
It is, and it's looking at you. Look.
Yeah.
Its little hands.
Yeah.
Don't let it near the hummingbird feeder, though, because they will break their necks.
Oh, I know. I've seen it before.
So, yeah, your very own little alien. What do you think?
I mean, it's a thing.
They don't look anything like that.
I mean, it looks like a praying mantis.
Oh, okay. What do aliens look like to you? Because all of the drawings that I see, they look like praying mantises.
The first caller was very, very correct, except he was seeing them with the mask on. With the mask off, they have a mouth that extends out, and it's very scary at first. I mean, until they're suckling you. But, you know, it is, they are very, very masculine.
Roger.
No.
Are you naming him Roger?
Roger. Yeah, his name's going to be Roger.
They're bonding. It's very cute. Got his little mantis hands around your finger.
Yeah, he's trying to kill my finger.
We are doomed. We are all going to die, and we need to do something about it.
We're all going to die eventually. That's how life works.
No, we're all going to die at the exact same time when they take over the planet.
That's okay.
Why do you believe that they're going to take over the planet?
Because they told me in their weird alien voice that I just kind of understood what they were saying in my head.
What's that? Roger wants to say something. Hold on. I'm going to hold him with the mic.
His little mandibles are going to chew a hole in your mic.
That's hilarious, Roger. That's really good.
What is the matter with you?
My wife is gone.
Then why did you invite me on the show? I'm here to talk about aliens and how we can prevent the annihilation of our race.
Let's take another caller. This is getting very intense. Hello, you are on Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
Sir, have you encountered an alien? Do you believe that you've encountered an alien?
All this talk about the aliens and body modification, I'm positive I've seen them. And their numbers grow all the time. Mm-hmm. I was at Target.
You were at Target, the department
Mistake.
Store?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were... these beings that looked like women going into the men's room, but they were dressed as men, and there were these women who looked, the whole thing's very confusing.
Elizabeth, I think I can handle this one.
I know what's happening here.
I feel like we're both on the same page on this one.
Yeah.
Especially since, you know, nobody ever calls in about actual aliens. So those are people that just prefer to dress in the clothes that are generally designated for the other gender. There's nothing fucking wrong with that, you sick piece of shit.
Well, I mean, I'm from Wheaton, Illinois.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And I'm very Christian, and I think that there is something wrong with this. The doctor was saying that this is the beginning of the end, and I would believe that.
Sir, did you know that Jesus was from another planet?
I don't believe that's true.
Just outside of being...
What, next thing you're going to tell me he's black?
I mean, yeah, he was.
Okay. We are doomed. We are all going to die. And we are talking about transgender individuals, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
They can have their own sexual preference, but that is not part of this discussion.
That's not a sexual preference. He was talking about their clothing preferences.
Well, and the fact that they're coming into my bathroom. They shouldn't be there.
Wait, they're coming in your bathroom?
They very well may have.
You're threatened by someone with a vagina being near you while you pee?
It's more I'm worried about.
I'd be more worried about our guest being in the bathroom with me with his crazy dick.
I'm more worried about the women who are having people with penises in their bathroom. There's not even a urinal in there. It doesn't make sense.
My penis is fine.
So no one's talking about your penis anymore.
Yes, your brother did.
I mentioned it.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
And he called it my dick. Can we use more scientific terms here?
Schlong.
All right, well, this topic has nothing to do with what we're talking about, so let's take the next caller.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, you are on Freak of the Week.
Hi, my name is Ricky Jenkins. I'm calling from Gary, Indiana.
Hello, Ricky.
Hi, now I just wanted to talk to the good Dr. Bryant. I just wanted to get some advice. I'm looking to market a brand new improved probe for these aliens when they finally land. I think I can corner the market when they finally get here.
I don't think that they would want one of our own probes. I think they bring their own. And by their own, I mean maybe their penis. I'm not exactly sure of the anatomy of these aliens at this point.
Well, I was wondering if, like, maybe you could, like, help give me some tips. I mean, my original, you know, the prototype was originally, you know, 3 pine cones looped with head and shoulders. And I've since improved, and, you know, the newest one is barbed glass. So I was wondering if, like, if maybe you had some tips on what these aliens would be looking for.
He's got 2 tips.
Yes, I do. Okay. So the pine cones, you're more on track with that. That looks very similar to their genitalia.
Okay.
If that is what it is, it actually could be another part. I mean, we are assuming that these humanoid aliens actually have the same parts as us. And it's very complex, but the pine cone is much closer.
All right, so I'll go back to my original prototype. Because I'm sure that when they get down here that I can corner the market and I will make a killing of, I don't know, whatever they use, you know, dollars or Deutschmarks, whatever these alien folks use. I mean, I am a successful, you know, entrepreneur, and I've also written a book, How to Train Your Dog with a Single Can of Raid, and this is my newest venture, and I'm pretty positive that I can make a killing off this alien invasion.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, what was your name again? I don't recall your name.
Ricky Jenkins of Jenkins Enterprise.
Yes, Ricky. So, you will not be able to make a single cent off of these aliens because they are here to kill us. They are here to take over.
Well, they're not going to kill the ones that want to work for them, right?
They want to kill us all because they want our spines.
What's that, Roger? You want to... Oh, you want to eat Ted's brain? Yeah, that's fine.
So what you're saying is I need to get rid of the probe and, you know, start marketing towards a new weapon for them. That's what you mean?
A weapon against them. They actually respond poorly to seltzer water.
Seltzer
water is a way to harm them. Now, it does not kill them, but it would be the first step in this.
Oh, man, all I've got to do is make a brand new water gun, and hell yeah, get me a big, fat government contract. Thank you very much, Dr. Bryan.
I would buy one of those.
This is very penis-centric.
Yep.
It's fascinating, actually, from a sociological and anthropological standpoint, that... All of our callers and you, Doctor, are so obsessed with the genitalia.
Roger doesn't have a penis.
For the record, Roger, by the way, does have a penis. You just cannot see the penis. But anyways, I did not start this penis discussion. I did not want to make this about penises. I am here to give you the good word that they are coming to kill us. And we need to defend ourselves, and there are things we could do with seltzer water.
It sounds like we could defend ourselves with the Soda Stream, so I'm not very... And maybe some LaCroix.
Yes.
I'm not very concerned.
Yes, but it does not kill them. You don't understand. It just prolongs what is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another caller. Let me push the button. Hello, you are on Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this does not sound good.
I heard that doctor talking about the good word. There's only one good word, sir, and that is the Bible.
Is this the same caller from a few minutes ago? You know what?
Yeah, this is Mel.
No, we're not doing that. Okay.
No, that was a waste of our time.
She just hung up on a caller.
You know, so when I was invited on this show, I decided to come on because I've listened to the show before.
Yep.
And it seemed like you guys wanted to do good.
Yep.
And I want to help.
Sure.
I'm really just here to make sure David doesn't completely go over the edge.
Roger doesn't want to help. Roger just wants to kill.
You look like you've made friends with Roger.
They are very peaceful animals. They don't want to, or insects, or whatever we're going to call them.
Just keep them away from hummingbirds.
And males of their own species.
Okay.
Right, Roger? Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Let's take maybe one more caller.
Hello.
Hello, you are on Freak of the Week.
Hi, this is Robert Smith from Langley.
Robert Smith, hello.
Hi. Dr. Bryant, I'd like to talk to you for a bit.
Just so you know, you said Langley, that means he's with the CIA.
I'd like to get some information from you, if you could just stay on the phone for another 25 seconds.
Actually, we need to hang up on, he is tracing the call.
I am not tracing this call professionally.
He is tracing the call.
Dr. Bryant, you need to come back home.
Don't go after Roger, please.
I am never returning to Utah.
We lost. You are not supposed to push the button, Dr. Bryant. I am the only one that's supposed to push the button.
I'm sorry. He said we needed to stay on the phone for 25 seconds.
I'm gonna let Roger push some buttons.
Come here, Roger.
Okay. Are you taking Roger away from me?
I think I picked the wrong show to discuss this.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Hi, Roger.
Oh, I have.
I had offers from Good Morning America too,
of
and
V-heads
I passed
for him.
On that.
Oh, that's
because
nice.
I felt this was the media that I wanted to expose the government in.
Here's a behead, Roger. Oh, he likes it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh my God.
Just going to town on that thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking awesome.
It really is.
Can we take another caller or something?
Sorry, Roger.
Go ahead and push the button, Roger.
Excuse me, Roger. Roger.
Oh, let him do it. Let him do it. Hey, good job, Roger.
We did it. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, you are on Freak of the Week.
What?
Yes, Mr. Hickman?
Yeah?
We have your wife!
Oh, great.
You son of a bitch.
Is this a prank call?
Roger, get ready. Get your claws ready, Roger.
I don't think they have claws.
Where is she?
She is in the middle of our mole empire!
Where are you?
Where do you think the mole people are? Underground!
Roger, get a shovel. We're going to the mole people. What does that mean?
I mean, really, it's more like 3.5, but whatever. We're in a remote area of the forest.
How do I know
you'll
you
never
have
be
her?
Able to find her?
How do I know you have her?
This is not good for my brother's mental well-being. I wish... Pink collars.
Where? Prove that you have her.
I would, but her mouth is full right now. She's a little tied up.
Are these gremlins?
Son of... No, they're the mole people, you dumb shit.
I'm not the dumb shit. I've been on here talking and trying to protect...
You showed me your dick.
I got a trophy. So what if it was a bowling trophy?
Look, you don't understand. Sheila is out there. And I've been sitting on my duff doing nothing, not pushing out the truth and finding people that know about stuff. And I'm sitting here listening to you talk about garbage and your penis for an hour. And I should have been talking to people and figuring things out.
You should have been taking things seriously. That's what it is.
You're right.
You want to go watch Netflix?
You sons of bitches, I'm coming for you.
I can get the aliens to help.
Good luck with that.
They will.
I'm
a chosen one.
Oh, okay. I a little bit worried about my brother.
You know what, True Believers? We don't need to listen to Elizabeth Marin anymore. She's talked way too much this episode already. I'm back. I'm ready to go. The truth is out there, True Believers. I'm coming for it. You are going to come with me on this journey of discovery. This season, we are coming down and finding the facts.
Be careful,
the facts
you're gonna smash
that
Roger.
No, sorry, Roger. The facts that no one wants us to talk about, True Believers. It's happening this season. Freak of the Week. I'm David Hickney, signing out.
Bye.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila, or so they say. What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Patrick Harrington, David Musto, and Paul Hinnick are, but they are now on my shit list. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Voxmullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week is produced by Nick Mataragas and David Voxmullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.